Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on a Friday morning. Coming up this hour a little later, we'll hear from Ascension via Christie Hospital, and President and CEO Bob Koppel will talk with us here. We'll also hear from the Red Cross about an upcoming blood drive, the Kevin Coffey Memorial Blood Drive happening next week. I believe that's on Thursday and Friday. Well, we start things off here in the hour with our guests here from the Friendship Meals Program at the Raleigh County Seniors Service Center. Margaret Abbott, she's the meals coordinator. She joins us in the studio today. Margaret, good to talk to you once again.
Yeah, my name is Margaret, and I coordinate the program. And we have approximately 162 seniors that either get home delivery or else eat in the center. And the homebound are dependent on us to make sure that they get a hot meal each day, and that's 5 days a week. And we do have frozen meals that we can give out for the weekend.
All right, it's a very good program, and you've brought along your partner here with you, Ken Johnson, a longtime volunteer with the program. Ken, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to do this. Yeah, I came to Manhattan in 1998, and in 1999, I joined the Manhattan Kiwanis Club and started delivering meals out of the senior center. Our club, I think, was delivering meals out of the center maybe 2 years before that. And our Kiwanis Club takes on Wednesday of every week for route five. We get meals into Colorado Plaza, and it varies how many meals we do, but it gives us actually Dr. David Schoenweiss was the person to see that Colorado Plaza got covered for several years, and when his health, you know, he needed someone else, and so I volunteered to do it. Several years now, I have been the person that sees that Route 5 gets covered for Kiwanis. And actually, it's really good for Margaret. I would hope that other organizations might consider doing this. And so I never have to ask Margaret to round up a volunteer for Route 5, and I'm glad for that.
Yeah, and the reason we have you here today is because there is a need here, a real need for drivers, as I understand, Margaret.
Yes, we are short drivers. We're having some of our drivers now taking 2 and 3 routes, which is quite a burden on them, and they don't get to talk to the people as well. And it kind of cuts down on some of the socializing that happens. And they're the ones that are responsible for if for some reason somebody doesn't come to the door and we're not sure, they'll call me and I call the person that is on the list for that one, that particular person, to make sure that they're okay. We have had incidents where people had fallen and were laying on the floor. And if it weren't for the drivers, we wouldn't know it. But drivers and servers both, we need servers too, real bad on Friday. Mm-hmm. But the servers take care of the seniors that come into the center to eat. And it's just like working in a restaurant. You put the glasses and all out and clean up after they finished eating. But servers are from about 11:15 to about 12:15, 12:30. The drivers come in at 10:30, and usually most of them will be finished by about 11:30. And sometimes we're a little late. If we happen to have a driver that didn't show up, your food may be a little late, but we still get it there at lunchtime.
Well, so not a much of a time commitment then. So if people have some some open windows in their schedule, I mean, you'd certainly appreciate the help.
Yes, definitely.
As far as your volunteer pool, does it shrink when you get closer to the holidays because of the students leaving?
Yeah, it does. It shrinks that. And then we have college students that from semester to semester, maybe they work this semester, but they can't work the next semester. So the college students are really important. They've got time, and the ones that come in to serve, the seniors that eat, they enjoy having the young people there. We had two extra yesterday, and that was really nice. But they're just a recent volunteer.
Well, you talked about the social interaction that happens with the drivers going out to the different folks who get the meals, and Ken, maybe you can kind of provide a little bit of how important that is to the folks who get the meals.
It is important. Since the pandemic has been on, what we do is we have a plastic bag where we put the meals in, and then we deliver the meal to the door. And when a person comes to the door, you do have a chance to chat with them a little bit, and they're very appreciative of what you do, and they would like to have more time to visit with you, but of course you have to deliver the meal and move on. But I've known through the years, I've had individuals who would even invite me in and have cookies for me. I really appreciate the opportunity to do this, because I remember the days of the Depression in a small town in Kentucky where you didn't have food stamps, you didn't have social programs. I don't remember any of the churches who were delivering meals as we do here in Manhattan right now, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's so easy to do. Like I said, it's not a big time commitment. If somebody has some extra time in their schedule, and or maybe they can shift around some things, what, an hour a day, that's really not asking a whole lot, Margaret.
No, it's not. And really the thing about it is, a lot of times if you're retired and you're bored, now that's a great time to come in and be a driver. We don't get paid for driving. It's a volunteer, strictly. So, you know, I can't say, yeah, I'll give you so much money to drive, but it's a volunteer time of yours, and it's well worth the emotional part, because they get attached to their people, and they don't like to change routes.
I'm sure, yeah. Well, and we were talking before the program about how many different routes you have, and some people are actually taking multiple routes at this time.
Right. We've got 15 routes right now. And if it keeps growing like it's been growing, we're going to wind up more than that. The last time I was here, I think we only had 12 routes, so we've added 3 since then.
Goodness. Well, let's talk about how people can get signed up if they want to be a driver or if they want to be a server.
They can call me at 785-587-2462, and I will more than be happy to talk with them and set them up.
Okay. And as far as Thanksgiving, I know we're getting close to that. Will you guys be doing a Thanksgiving meal for the seniors there, or how does that whole work?
Oh, we have a Thanksgiving meal for the seniors that are come in and eat. The tickets are, I think, $8 for that meal. That's a real big meal. And then the ones at home, they get a similar meal, only a little bit smaller than the ones that are served there in the center. They've only so much room to put in the to-go boxes.
Sure. And that's next week, is it not?
That is, yeah, on the 19th.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Well, again, we put the word out there to anybody in the community. If you've got some extra time or you know somebody who maybe could volunteer, this is where to send them to. The Friendship Meals Senior Center, that's where you headquartered at, correct?
Right.
Okay. And give them a call out there, 785-587-2462, as they desperately need some drivers out there. Anything else you guys wanted to add here before we wrap up?
Well, no, I would like to thank all my drivers that I do have. They are very much appreciated. And like Ken, we've got a couple others that have had almost as long as Ken has.
Well, actually, next April, when I turn 95, I got to get my driver's license again. I'm hoping that holds.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thanks for being here, and happy belated Veterans Day to you, sir. And we appreciate your service.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was a Navy vet myself.
Were you? Well, thank you for your service too. I did not know that.
Oh yeah, I was an electronics technician.
Where are you now? Which conflict?
Huh?
Which?
I was aviation.
Okay.
Repaired radios, things like that.
Well, thank you both for your service here. Happy Veterans Day, belated.
Yeah, I got my food yesterday.
Did you? Did you get the biscuits and gravy?
Yes.
What'd you think? They delivered out here to us, too, so what'd you think?
Oh, I enjoyed it. Did you get it from Hy-Vee?
We got it from the American Legion, right?
American Legion,
I don't know who cooked it, but...
Well, Hy-Vee also had one.
Did they?
They started at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. That's
they
great.
Gave out a nice coin saying thanks for your... But, you know, thanks for your service.
Well, that's great. Manhattan does it really well. Thank you to the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition and everyone who made Veterans Day just a fantastic day here in the community yesterday. And Margaret, Ken, thank you guys very much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for having us. Okay. Any other questions?
Nope, I think we're good here for today. Stay tuned. We will continue on here with In Focus in a moment on News Radio KMAN.